Are you having troubles with micromanagers in the workplace? Well, worry no longer. A solution is at hand.
Hello, I'm Deirdre Chappell.
And I'm Nigel Prescott, your mother's worst nightmare.
We are here today to tell you about your options as a joyless clog in the machine of banality. To be sure, relief is closer than you might suspect.
For example, have you ever imagined flogging your micromanagers about the spine? What's that? You didn't know it was possible.
Haha, well, it most certainly is, and we'll tell you how you can apply this, as well as many other methods of workday vigilante justice.
Does this sound familiar?
Have you scheduled that meeting yet? Let me see your schedule. What are you working on now? Is that the best use of your time? Where are your papers?
Ha ha ha, oh my god, what a load of bollocks. But if this sounds familiar to you, then you'll want to take notes.
You worked hard for your wages, and the only thing you ask for this inconvenience is a little respect. But you must first realize that, deep down, all micromanagers want is to control everything around them in the most granular way possible, whether because of severe emotional problems, or as a byproduct of their innate tendency toward messiah complexes.
But one needn't just accept such desperately petty behavior lying on one's back. Isn't that true, Nigel?
Oh, certainly not, no.
So, let us now listen in on a conversation as it might take place deep in the recesses of your dream reality.
Did you do what I asked you to do yet? Well, did you? I don't see your work. I don't think you've done anything. What the fuck?
Okay, you know what? You may want to consider her commandant. You may want to consider consulting my fucking fists, you monobrowed tie-wearing motherfucker.
Dear me. Well now, that would certainly help to take some of the pressure off.
Yes, very likely. But unfortunately, this is a victory that would most likely be short-lived, for after the resulting skirmish, your manager's ultimate triumph would be assured by his high placemates within the testosterone brigade.
Yes, the so-called old boys network.
Indeed, really quite horrible.
But even as a worker drone, you do have more than your fists to use as leverage in your dealings with the white-collar PowerPoint guerrillas. Subterfuge in the guise of flexibility is an important component to your survival among their ranks.
First, you must agree to everything they say, and you must do so cheerfully. Management can smell sarcasm like sharks smell blood, so unless you want to be clamped down upon like a pit bull on a preschooler, try to behave with as much sincerity as you can muster.
And after the micromanager in question has left you, proceed to complete 20% of their request exactly as they demand it.
Then break the rest of the day into two parts. First, complete the project as you'd like to see it done, with informed features and no limit on refinement.
That'll certainly be well over the head of your micromanager.
Nigel, don't interrupt me. The second thing you must work on is something we will call your madman letter. Your turn, Nigel.
Yes, your madman letter. Full of unspeakable threats and barely cogent vitriol, it will be key to your success.
When you deliver both projects, yours and the one originally requested, the latter will include the madman letter as an attachment. It will read something like this.
Dear middle manager, here is the proposal you requested. Notice that I have not finished it. That's because I've been busy looking up your home address online. Oh, be sure to check out my version of the proposal. I think you'll prefer it. But you may not, which is fine, really. Say, did you know that I still hang out with the last person who crossed me? Yeah, it's usually when I head down to the basement to feed them with a spade while he swings from his beam. Well, anyway, that's one way to learn a lesson, and it's certainly a lot easier than the way I learned my lesson last time they caught me.
Thus, your meta proposal. Would you like to proceed with the project as you've requested, and face destruction by my hand, with the knowledge that I'm quite willing to embrace jail time to practice my dark art on your ass? Or, would you like to proceed with the project as I've laid it out?
The parameters are clear, and most micromanagers will be unprepared to affect resistance with any degree of earnestness. Of course, there will be the odd exception.
Yes. In any case, it is our hope that you shall be able to use as a launching point the ideas we've shared with you today.
Next week we'll talk about the Human Resources Department and how you can go about reducing them to a nest of mindless puppets.
Until then, I'm Nigel Prescott, friend to slaves everywhere.
Christ, Nigel. I'm Deirdre Chapel.
Good evening.
Cheers.